Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All these things we do, it don't matter when I'm coming home to you.
What's going on, Mafia? I hope everybody is having a wonderful Monday. A little notice here. This particular week's show may go an hour, may go shorter. I've got a lot of medical appointments this week. For those of you who have been with me a long time, you know I've had several joint replacements, and over the weekend I've had several problems with these joints, going through a whole lot of pain at this point. So we're just trying to figure out scans, MRIs, things like that, if it's anything serious. I got one doctor that wants to open my hip back up to basically sever the nerve endings and cauterize them and block them and all that stuff. So I'm going to go as long as I can, depending on what appointments I have and when I have them and all that stuff. But y'all like that, James Brown? I mean, I love that. Don't get me wrong. I understand it makes everybody wants to go watch Rocky IV. It makes me want to go watch Rocky IV. But that's, look, it's day one of Independence Week. Now, I mean, I know some of, you know, you ladies like to celebrate your birthday for, you know, a whole weekend or a whole week or whatever. And I'm sorry, I'm going to celebrate the birth of our country this entire week. So it's going to be a different song, a different genre. Every single day, this is Independence Monday, rolling up to Friday. That will be Independence Day, one of my favorite holidays. And to all you leftist, libtard, mouth-breathing, rock with lips, rooster fish, peckerwood, sons of bitches, that tells us that, well, you know, July 4th is canceled this week. Well, you're number one. I will not cancel July 4th. I will be kicking back and drinking a Michelob Ultra while I'm grilling, eating a hot dog, apple pie, and watching fireworks just blow up the sky while I have my American flag flying in my front yard and July 4th Independence Day decorations all over my house. And you know what? If you don't like it, come at me, bro. That's just where I'm at. That's just where I'm at. But I do have to say, like, we've had a couple things that I've seen in the last couple days that, like, seriously, if for those of you nerds out there that nerd out like I do, and granted, I am a closet nerd. I am a comic book nerd, Star Wars, Star Trek. I grew up watching all of that stuff. I have to ask you guys a question, and it goes back to the very first Avengers movie, you know, when Loki tried to be like the king of the earth or whatever, and he's sitting there in a crowd of a bunch of people when he first showed himself, and he said, you know, you guys, you can't handle freedom. You can't. You can't handle freedom. And that question has really resonated with me over the weekend and on into today, because I have to ask you, are there just some people in this country that they just can't handle freedom? They can't handle the responsibility that goes with being free. I mean, you take the 20-year-old kid in Idaho, sets a fire just to set up first responders and opens fire on them. You take the pride parades going on in New York City right now. You take people burning flags, the No Kings riots. I mean, you call them protests if you want to. I'm going to call them riots. All the misinformation and disinformation that's going on out there. Can the majority of the American people handle freedom and the responsibility of freedom? I mean, that's the question. That legit is the question, because everything that I've seen in the past week or so points to no. Like, they don't have the mentality, they don't have the integrity, the honor, and the responsibility to handle the freedoms that this country allows you to have. Because if people could, then we would not have spent 4 years of the Biden administration making policy and laws to affirm and pat the butt on the 9% of the country that are transgender, gay, bi, furry, whatever you want to call them. Then people wouldn't stand in the street blocking traffic from other people to go to their day-to-day jobs, meetings, board meetings, ball games, whatever the case may be. And you wouldn't have senators like Chuck Schumer saying, you know what, I'm going to make you read all 900 and something pages of the big, beautiful bill before we talk about it. Because to me, that's circumventing freedom. And I'm telling you, Mafia, I'm telling you, with every fiber in my being, and as much as I love freedom, and I love it, the freedom to say whatever you want, the freedom to wave your flag, the freedom to pray to whatever God you want to pray to, at some point, I do believe that there are some people out there that can't handle the responsibility of American freedom. Maybe I'm by myself. I don't know. So where yet? I mean, do you agree with me? That's a tough question. I mean, that really is. When you really get into the nuts and bolts to thinking about freedom itself, and do people have the responsibility to handle freedom? Where yet? I mean, where yet? Maybe I'm by myself. I don't know. This is just some of the stuff that this old redneck boy from Mississippi thinks about from time to time. And I find myself, like I've told y'all several times, you know, I have an equation and my equation has to balance. And that thought premise, it doesn't balance my equation with what your liberals, leftists, epitard, Roosterfish, Peckerwood people are doing versus freedom. I don't see it. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But before we get started, guys, look, there's a couple things out there. If you look in the description, I have put the Mafia Discord link in the description. I ask you to click that link, join our Discord. We have a lot of good conversations going on out there. I send some things out, you know, to test, hey, you know, t-shirt designs, ideas, things like that. We talk about some things there. So join the Mafia Discord. The link is in the description down there. And if you didn't know, I have added, let me count here. Let's see, 1, 2, 3 new shirts in the Red Pill Threads merch site. If you can go right there in the description, the merch site is live. It's redpillthreads.com/hotseat. And I will show you some of my new designs that I've had. This is my, now there's two of these shirts, okay? One of them, this, the New Hope Strong there. The New Hope is a community that I belong to. That is the name of the community that I currently live in. And we're holding a big July 4th Independence Day celebration this weekend. And so I'm giving back to my community. And so if you do not want the New Hope Strong on the back of the shirt, that's fine. I got one just for you. But this shirt here, it says, "We're still here." 7-4
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
For 25, that shirt is out there for you guys right there. You can go to redpillthreads.com/hot seat. Or if you want to help out my little bitty community, you can go to the New Hope Strong shirt. And you see it says the New Hope Strong God, Faith, and Community. I will be donating the proceeds of that shirt to a nonprofit organization in my community to help fund events like we're having this weekend. And my favorite new shirt is this one. I want you to call me Daddy with President Trump as Uncle Sam. I love that shirt. It is my favorite shirt right now. Took me like 2 hours to design that shirt. I'm very proud of it. But you can go to redpillthreads.com/hot seat right now. Hang out with my man Garrett, who just really does a really good job for us in our merch site, and get the I Want You to Call Me Daddy Trump shirt right now. Also, the Make Wellness stuff is still available right now. If you want to be an affiliate and make some side money for yourself, Lacey is absolutely killing it. I have a shirt that's coming out. It's going to have the Make Wellness logo right here. And on the back, it's going to say Team Mafia for my affiliates. Once you reach your first $1,000 worth of product sold, you're going to get that shirt for free as well. So it's the Make Wellness link is down there at the bottom if you want to sign up to be an affiliate. And of course, all of my social media links are down at the bottom. You don't really need to click on the link. You can go to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, in TikTok, whatever, and just search Todd Spears 1776, same username on all of my socials. Give me a follow and let's get started. So CNN is just garbage. I mean, just straight garbage. I mean, between Jamal Bowman being on there, Joy Reid, and I've got an even bigger retard that made an appearance last night and made a complete idiot of herself. But so apparently this Peckerwood, this random Peckerwood, created an app for your cell phone that you can track the movements of ICE agents. Like if ICE is going to do a raid in a community or in an area, people can go on this app and say, hey, I've seen ICE. They're here, here, here. And it lets a whole bunch of people know ahead of time that ICE is in their community or in their subdivision or where else. And yet CNN, they're talking about it. I mean, they're just beyond. This is criminal. I don't care what anybody says. This is absolutely should be against the law. These people are just straight trash. So it says here, CNN is now promoting an app which tracks the movement of ICE agents to warn illegals. ICE agents face a 500% increase in assault and threats. And yeah, they know exactly what the hell they're doing. Watch this.
Administration steps up ICE raids and mass deportations. One tech developer is pushing back with an app designed to track ICE activity in real time. It's called ICE Block, and it's controversial to say the least. CNN's Claire Duffy is with us now. How does this work, Claire, and what are the legal implications?
Yeah, John, I talked with Joshua Aaron, who is the longtime tech worker who developed this platform, and he said he really wants it to be an early warning system for people about the location of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. So he says he does not want people interfering with those officers' activity, but he does want people to be able to avoid them altogether if they want. So you open the app, it looks like a map, and users can tap the map to report an ICE sighting in their area, and then everybody who uses the platform within 5 miles of that sighting will get a push alert. This is a free iPhone app. It is anonymous. Aaron says he doesn't collect any user data. And what I think is really interesting about this in this moment is we've seen so many of the biggest leaders in tech supporting President Trump. But Aaron is sort of an example of the fact that there are people within the tech industry who are really resistant to Trump's policies. I asked him what he would say to those tech leaders who, for example, were at the inauguration. Here's what he told me. Take a listen.
I understand that you have shareholders to report to. I understand that you have employees that need their paychecks. But at what point do you say enough is enough?
And John, I should.
Okay, let me just bring this jackass up right here. So FBI, CIA, DOJ, Pam Bondi, Bongino, Cash, this son of a bitch right here needs to be put in handcuffs immediately. Immediately, because at the end of the day, I don't care what your reasoning is for doing this, okay? If I was deployed in the middle of Iraq or Afghanistan, and there was an app where I could pinpoint my unit's location, when we were going on patrol, what region of Iraq or Afghanistan we were going into, that's treason at that point. And all you're doing to Joshua Aaron, is this asshole's name? Yeah, Joshua Aaron, all you're doing is you're putting federal agents' life as at risk, because if it's a free app and anybody has access to it, guess what? Trinde Agua, all the cartel members have access to this. Ambush. And I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you right now, like, things are going really good for the Trump administration. I mean, really good. The Supreme Court has layeth the smacketh downeth in the last 4 days. But the second, a cartel gang, Trinde Agua, whoever, Antifa, whoever it may be, sets up an ambush because of this app right here, and one federal agent gets killed, all hell is going to break loose in this country. All hell. This is criminal. It should not be allowed to happen. For me personally and for my veterans in the chat, you understand what OPSEC, operational security, is. And this should be 100% against the law. And this guy right here should be sharing a cell with Epstein's cold body at this point. And I said what I said. I'm not going to apologize at all. So that's just, and I like how CNN is saying, well, you know, we don't agree with that, but we're going to tell you where to find it, how to use it, you know, for your benefit. Yeah, bunch of bull crap. That's treason in its highest. Okay. Unpopular opinion from the redneck from Mississippi. And for those of you who are new to this show, welcome. This is, I'm Rumble's probably only redneck. I'm only going to be the only person that you find in Rumble that sounds like this. And I'm just going to tell you up front, I'm very unapologetic. And the reason I have this show, The Hot Seat, is because there's just some stuff that I can't say in the morning sitting next to Graham Allen on Dear America, because we have a strict PG-13 parental guidance thing. And so I got to let this stuff out. Like, I'm by the end of Dear America, like, I've got magma that's in my throat, and I got to let it out. And you guys give me the opportunity to do so. So Idaho, this stuff that happened in Idaho. And for those of you who have been under a rock for the past 48 hours, apparently there's this individual that set fire in an Idaho forest just to bait, B-A-I-T, to bait firemen, first responders to show up to try to put out the fire so he could kill them. I mean, there's no other way to put it. All right, no other way to put it. And so you see this here. Firefighters ambushed in a Idaho wildfire shooting. Fire crews rushed to the battle at a fast-moving brush fire, but they had to flee under gunfire. Authorities now believe the fire was deliberately set to lure first responders into a deadly trap. And so, I mean, it's just a police officer.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Pulling out, you know, whatever. But we have later found out, okay, that here is the suspect right here. He is 20-year-old Wes Raleigh. All right. I got nothing. Is 20 years old. I'm out of this. Okay. Because here is what aggravates the ever living shit out of me when it comes to this type of stuff right here. And it's on both sides. I'm serious. Y'all know me. I'm a big proponent. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not left or right or center. I base every single opinion that I have. Does it pass the sniff test? Is it logical? And does it pass biblical foundations? Okay. And if you want to call that conservative, fine. All right. But I don't declare myself a Republican or a Democrat, a progressive or a conservative. I don't. I'm an American. That simple. Here's what I don't like about this little young fella right here. Because as soon as this stuff happens, soon as something like this happens, you've got all of the right influencers. He donated to Act Blue. You've got all of the left influencers. Well, his parents voted for Donald Trump. And is it Trump's fault or is it the Democrats' fault? Is it the Democrats' fault or is it the Republicans' fault? Whose fault is it? It's his fault. I hate that shit. I can't stand it. And this goes back to what I said earlier, where some people just cannot handle freedom. They can't. I want to take the left and the right, and I want to take politics out of this completely. Completely. All right, no Democrat BS, no Republican BS in this whatsoever. Here's the problem that I have with this entire scenario for this young man right here. Because it's been reported, okay, thanks to Sarah Fields on Twitter, the suspect in the shooting that killed two Idaho firefighters and injured 11, Wesley Ross. He has a prior arrest for assault in 2024. The incident involved him trying to stab a woman with a knife, for which he was charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon. He pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of misdemeanor assault, receiving a sentence of 180 days in jail with 150 days suspended. He was also ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation and complete anger management classes. His social media activity, particularly on X, revealed disturbing content he posted about his disdain for authority figures, including police and firemen, and expressed radical views. His post included threats and general hostility towards society, which raised concern for those who followed him. Additionally, he was known to have made threats against his family, leading to a no-contact order being issued against him. Okay, this is the problem I have with this. At what point? And remember what I said earlier, and we're going to go back to that several times. At what point can we not handle the responsibility of freedom in America? You've got a 20-year-old man, and again, here we go. It's the same line always, always. The law enforcement, federal law enforcement, local law enforcement, whatever. He was on our radar. Well, if he was on your radar, how the hell did this happen? You've got a young man that less than a year ago tried to stab a woman with a knife, and he only got 30 days in jail. 30 days. Tried as an adult, got 30 days in jail. 180 days, 150 suspended. He got 30 days in jail for trying to stab somebody with a damn knife. At what point, my little snowflakes, does the punishment start to fit the crime? At what point? All right, because listen, let's just face the facts. There are some people in this country that can't handle freedom. They can't handle responsibility, and they can't handle civilization. That they are beyond freaking nuts, and they do not deserve to live among civilized people. But the second you commute their sentence, they go out and they murder people, or they commit the same crime, or they do, apparently on X, this little shithead made threats to law enforcement, firefighters, and authority figures. So at some point, they commit the crime that they warned you about. So what the hell are we doing? And that's my only problem here. It's not left or right, center, whatever. Politics aside, he tried to stab a woman with a knife last year, and he got in-school suspension for it in anger management classes. What in the hell are we doing? And because of your inability to put this little peckerwood behind bars and out of civilization, two firemen are dead. And I personally, and this is just my opinion, personally think that the family members of the injured firemen and the dead firemen should sue the shit out of the state of Idaho for not putting that little devil in jail when he tried to stab somebody. And that's just where I'm at. And you can, and again, you go back and I mean, just, you can sit here and I just went to X and I looked up Wes Raleigh and here we go. All right. Keep labeling him as a MAGA because his parents supported the movement. These MAGA parents introduced their child to military style weapons. MAGA. Here you go again. That's pretty good. Roasted in hell, amen. All right, yeah, well, his dad is an Army veteran, blah, 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 blah. Specialized, yada, yada, yada. All appearances dedicated. I mean, you just sit here and just search Wes Raleigh. All right, and found dead after staging, they're big-time Trump supporters. Big-time Trump supporters. Nasty MAGAs, hate our country. I mean, and those are his parents right there, okay? Those are his parents wearing a MAGA hat and make America great again. And I can't stand it. It drives me absolutely insane. The tennis or pickleball or whatever the hell, soccer, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Can we focus on the evil? Like, can we focus on the evil? And I seriously want to focus on the judicial system that let him out with a month in jail and anger management courses for trying to stab somebody. But to each his own. Devastating news here, folks. Do you remember the peckerhead in Boulder, Colorado, the anti-Semitic piece of shit that was throwing Molotov cocktails at people? Well, unfortunately, that 82-year-old victim that I talked about, thanks to Brianna looking this up and posting this, 82-year-old victim of the firebomb attack in Boulder died weeks after sustaining severe burns. Karen Diamond was one of the 29 victims attacked during this march. Mohammed Salomon now faces upgraded charges, including two counts of first-degree murder. But remember, I mean, this 82-year-old had a pen, had a little pin on her shirt. She supported illegal immigration. And this is what happens. Again, I go back and I have to ask you the question, can Americans handle the responsibility of being free? Because it got this woman killed. Again. Okay, so let's ease some tension a little bit. I thought this was absolute. I got a few clips here for some cry libs, cry moments. I just come across these earlier today and thought they were absolutely hilarious. So here is the first one. This is a transgender that has decided he is leaving America. He said, "Hey, I'm done. I'm through with it. I'm leaving the country.
I'm leaving the country and I could use your help. Hello, my name is Callie Thomas Vaz. I'm a transgender woman, and due to recent developments in the country where I live, my fiance and I have decided to move to a country that has stronger legal protections for people like me. Moving is expensive, though, let alone moving to a whole-ass other country. I've been working a full-time job and doing side gigs as I'm able, but so far, it just hasn't been enough. I'm
Yeah, so good job, Mr. What was his stupid freaking name? Callie Thomas Vaz. All right. Hey, look, Callie, again, I want to leave America. I hate this country, but I need you to pay for it. Here's my Venmo and Cash App and PayPal. Okay, deal. Somebody reach out to this jackass right here. I got no problems with it. I will literally buy you and your fiance one-way ticket, and you have three options: Palestine, Afghanistan, or Iran. Those three countries, because, you know, I hear they're pretty this time of year. I hear they're pretty. So, you know, bounce, leave whenever you want. And when they throw you off the top of a building, I don't want to hear no shit. That's the part of this that I don't understand. Like, if you're trans or gay or bi or binary or a furry, what freedoms do you not have? I'm curious. Like, give me one, but by all means, you know, get the hell out of here. I'm totally okay with that. Totally. Okay. So for our next clip, let's get to the queer liberation marches, the pride marches that went on in this country, because it's freaking awesome. So according to Laura Loomer, jihadist mayor candidate, the Zohan, he attended the New York City Queer Liberation March that eventually turned into an anti-American demon march. All right, and so let's just watch this. This is great. I don't even know what this is, but... y'all see that? Okay, so you got... that's a Palestinian flag that this... I don't know what it is holding. Again, Americans can't have freedom. Thank God for abortion. Oh, there he is. There he is. There's the Zohan. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Okay. All right. Really quick, because I just caught this. You see this guy right here, bald-headed dude with glasses? That is actually a Red Pill Threads shirt. All right, if you see it, it says Pride Month, Demon, and it ends up at the bottom and it says Demon. So you can literally, this guy is literally wearing a Pride Month equals Demon shirt in the middle of a Pride parade, and this jackass is taking a picture with him. Awesome. Garrett, I hope you saw that. I hope you saw that. I didn't catch that. That's freaking awesome. But, I mean, like, so here, this is the problem that I have. All right. And we'll get into this later, because I pulled up the Sharia law with the Zohan. Like, he is a Sharia law Islamic candidate. And his people would throw those people off the top of a building. And yet he's marching. It just, none of it makes sense. Again, none of it makes sense. And to completely change the subject here, Hillary Clinton was just on Rachel Maddow's show, and I got nothing. I can't even explain this this damn woman. Just watch.
And boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
Okay, so Hillary Rodham Demon Devil Clinton is saying that civilians who spread misinformation and disinformation should be criminally charged. Are you effing kidding me? If that ain't the pot calling the kettle black, I got freaking nothing. This is the demon that lied about Benghazi, that bleached hard drives after she leaked United States secrets, and was responsible for Russiagate in 2016. And you're going to sit here, the balls on, or the ovaries on this woman, to sit here and say that civilians, should be charged for misinformation. And you are probably the worst, most corrupt piece of shit politician in the history of this country. Like, oh God, the things that I want to say right now that I can't. Woo, woo. Mm. Y'all, I've told y'all time and time again, I've told you till I was blue in the face. The problem with this country is not politicians. The problem with this country is not presidents. It's not senators. It's not representatives. It's the problem we have in this country is we don't have parents anymore. Like, we have people out there, they have kids, you know, they give birth, but they spend the majority of their time trying to affirm their children and be their kids' buddies instead of beating that ass when they need it. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Very simple. And when you do that, when you try to be your friend's kids and not your kid's parent, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but this made me sick to my stomach when I read it, or when I saw this clip, because I can remember being in the fourth and fifth grade, and the only thing I was thinking about in the fourth or fifth grade was making sure that my clothes matched. I was wearing the right shoes, like my shoes were the same shoes, and that I didn't miss the bus. And what we have going on today is, y'all, I'm not going to lie, it's beyond me. I can't even put it into words. But, yeah, this is absolutely disgusting. But, I mean, this is.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Life. And this is what happens when you try to be your kid's friend and not a parent.
New details about a murder plot thought up by fifth grade girls at a West Valley school. The girls accused of planning to stab their classmate and to try to make it look like a suicide.
12 News journalist Gabriella Bacari is live in Surprise with the latest on this case. This is just unbelievable, Gabriella.
It is, Trim and Troy, and according to the Surprise police report, one of the suspects allegedly had just broken up with the boy they were targeting. Some of the suspects told officers they didn't think they were going to go through with this plan, and they were too scared to tell an adult what was going on. A conversation between four fifth-grade girls at recess turned into a criminal investigation. According to a newly obtained police report, the girls are accused of plotting to kill their classmate at Legacy Traditional School in West Surprise by luring him into an outside bathroom and stabbing him in the stomach. Quote, just end him, is what they allegedly agreed upon while sitting at a lunch table on October 1st, 2024. Each of the girls had a role in the plan, which included wearing gloves to hide fingerprints, forging a suicide note, and having lookouts. The plan didn't pan out because another classmate overheard their conversation and told her parent and the school resource officer. The arresting officer notes three of the girls and their families appeared remorseful and apologized, but one girl smiled, laughed, and made excuses.
In fifth grade, you're starting to really put a lot of emphasis and care about what your peers think about you.
Child and adolescent psychiatrist Dr. Mark Anderson tells me this time in a child's life can be difficult as they're susceptible to challenges of peer pressure and they still don't fully know right from wrong.
Pay attention to potential warning signs. And if you're seeing that there might be an issue, then and you don't know what to do, there are doctors like myself. There are a lot of people in the community that are here to help parents, to help families, and to help the kids.
And a spokesperson for Legacy Traditional Schools tells me the safety and well-being of their students is their top priority and that they acted immediately and appropriate with the help of law enforcement on this matter from last year. I also talked to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, who tells me misdemeanor charges were referred to them last year and this case has since been adjudicated. Live in Surprise, Gabrielle.
Adjudicated. So not a damn thing has been done. And kiss my ass if you say a fifth grader doesn't know right from wrong. You are the stupidest, most non-qualified therapist on the damn planet. Okay? I'm sorry. You know why they knew that shit was wrong? Because they didn't do it. All right? They didn't do it. That means that gives me all the information that I need to know and all the proof that I need to know that these little assholes knew what they were thinking was wrong because they didn't carry on with it. But again, do I blame those little girls? Hell yeah, I do. But those parents should all be in prison. Every single parent of those children that were plotting to wear gloves for fingerprints, have a lookout, stab him in the stomach, and do a suicide note? Every one of those parents, all those kids should be in foster care in like a padded room with jackets, and all those parents should never, they should be freaking euthanized. They should not be able to have kids ever, 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 ever again. Ever. I raised two boys and I assisted raising three other ones. And listen, I was not a helicopter parent. Okay. I wasn't. I let my two boys, my blood boys. Oh no. I was that dad where I will tell you once to not touch that electrical outlet. I'll tell you once. The next time it's going to set your ass on fire and I'm going to sit back and watch. And when it pow, I'm like, shit hurts, doesn't it? Don't want to do that again, do you? Okay, that's how we learn. But I was involved with my children. And if my children were in such a mental status where murder was an option, I would know. I would absolutely know. Why? Because that's my responsibility. I've said it a million times. Any boy can be a parent. It takes a man to be a father. And that's the problem. We have kids out there having kids that they have no responsibility, no integrity, and they have no idea what the hell they're doing. And so, duh, you got fifth grade girls running around conspiracy to commit murder because little Timmy broke up with Sally, so we need to rise up and stab his ass in the bathroom. It's total insanity. Insanity. Like, I never used the word guarantee. Okay, because you really can't guarantee much. Okay. When I was a recruiter in the Army, I didn't use the word guarantee because I couldn't ever guarantee stuff. But there is one thing. There's a couple things that I can guarantee. Number one, I guarantee I'm going to heaven. I guarantee that because I've read the book. All right. And number two, I guarantee that Michael Christian Spears and Tyler Jordan Spears never contemplated killing a classmate or walking into a school and shooting that bitch up because they were raised right to the best of my ability. And if you half-ass do it, if you are half-ass a father, that doesn't happen. It really doesn't take that much effort to not raise a serial killer. It really doesn't. I got nothing. All right, before we go any further, let's talk about Rumble Premium real quick. Guys, listen, if you are not on the Rumble Premium bandwagon, you need to jump on it, okay? For one reason and one reason alone, and I'm serious, okay? I have Hulu, I've got Amazon Prime, and I pay the extra $8-$9 a month to be ad-free. I hate commercials. I can't stand it. Because Graham, Dear America, is not Rumble Premium, and I won't log into it. Because if I click on a video, I got to watch 45 seconds of ads. I ain't doing it. I hate it. It literally, it makes me want to pull my hair out and pull my teeth out. So, listen, QR code right here. All right, right here, scan this QR code, save $10 off an annual subscription to Rumble Premium. Just so, look, guys, it's worth it just not to see the damn ads. I hate commercials. I know you hate commercials. So Rumble started in 2013. They built this platform for people like me, small creators with really big mouths. All right, so they treat everybody equally. No one platform, they don't censor us. I can say whatever I want, and it's amazing. I love it. I tried the YouTube thing. I lasted 30 days, and they banned me for 6 months. True story. So I don't really fool with YouTube anymore. So scan this QR code, jump on this Rumble Premium just to get rid of the ads, folks. I'm telling you, do it now. Or you can go to rumble.com/premium/studio and get $10 off right now. Okay, now, paid the bills. Let's move on. You know, as much as I hate to say this, now jail, I don't agree with. I don't. But there has to be something done. Because if you roll through X right now, some of the stupid stuff that these people are saying is just unbelievably hard R retarded. And this is the stupidest clip that I found in the last 48 hours. Okay. I don't know who this woman is. I have no idea. She's apparently a TikToker. But, like, seriously, people, are you going to trust somebody that literally has an eyeball on her throat and trailer hitches in her face? Like, I mean, it looks like a trustworthy person, right? I mean, I got the Eye of Ra on her throat, trailer hitches in her face, and a damn hitch in her nose, and a bull ring in her nose. But listen to what this stupid individual has to say.
Okay, guys, quick update. Insider just told me there is a lot of activity getting ready to go down right now. They are getting people in position as we speak. I had a follower reach out to me regarding the military base that she lives on, and she said that there is a lot of activity there. Our base has a lot of activity. There have been 4 Black Hawk helicopters, several jets, and several C-4s full of equipment taking off today. I'm hoping that today is the day. However, it may be tomorrow, but it looks like they're moving very quickly and they're taking this seriously. So be on the lookout. I will update you as soon as I can. Insider said it is time for us to initiate. Okay? So let's do this, guys. Let's do it.
So basically what this hard R retard right here is saying is that the military is preparing to stage a coup against the Trump administration because 4 Black Hawks took off and a bunch of military people are on the move. I can't. And yes, to answer your question, that is a dependipotamus right there. Okay. And for those of you who don't know, it's a military spouse. We call them dependipotamuses. All right. Listen, just stop. Just oh, good God. I can't. Y'all have fun with it in the chat because I'll get in trouble. I just, holy people. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I agree, Josh. C4 is serious putty. So you have some planes take off, four Blackhawks take off, and a bunch of soldiers get ready and gearing up. Oh yeah, that automatically means that they're planning a coup against. They're headed to the White House. They're headed to D.C. to overthrow the Trump administration. What a freaking idiot! Let's pick on CNN. Shall we? Because, I mean, look, it's easy. All right. Like, CNN doesn't make it hard. So we showed last week Jamal, the, you know, fire alarm expert Bowman, and Joy, you mama make me happy, Reed, on CNN last week, just, you know, doing a bang up job of keeping their ratings up to date. And I don't know who this hard retard is sitting next to Scott Jennings, but apparently she goes on CNN and calls President Trump a liar in regards to a peace treaty that she didn't think he could get done, that he literally got done the day before. So, again, you can't make this up. Like, CNN, I don't know if they're like, you know, like in, hold up, let me back up. Let me go back to my, you know, like in the NFL, okay, when your team sucks, like it just sucks. And so, you know what? Let's just the hell with it. Let's trade everybody and let's lose every single game for the rest of the year so we can get the first round, first pick next year. Hell, maybe that's what CNN is doing. I don't know. Maybe they're throwing the season. I got nothing. But just listen to this hard R retard right here.
Jobs, not jobs. A foreign minister from Rwanda told CNN, he said he's committed to supporting this ongoing negotiation, but warned that ending the conflict will depend on political will and the good faith. And he doesn't know if that is true, referring to the DRC's government.
You didn't watch the news yesterday. They literally announced it in the Oval Office.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is indeed a historical day because it's the signing of a peace agreement between Congo and Rwanda to end a conflict that has been going on for 30 years.
Let me ask you a question.
Literally in the Oval Office.
Can I say something? You said something earlier. You said, and you kind of agree with Pete, when he says there's something about the media where they feel like they want to disprove Donald Trump. Is that what you said? Something to that effect?
Yeah, it happens every day.
And you think that's what they want to do, right? You think the media is going in to say he's lying and he's not telling the truth.
Correct.
You believe that?
That is the standing disposition.
Do you believe that he tells the truth?
Yeah, I do.
Every time?
You think the president tells the truth? This current president tells the truth often.
Okay, so this dumbass goes on CNN and says the job's not done. That the Congo and Rwanda will never be peaceful. They've been at war for 30 years, and Donald Trump promises there will be peace, and the job's not done, and he's a liar. And just like continues to batter Scott Jennings and hammer Scott Jennings by calling the president a liar. And literally the day before this dumbass gets on CNN, the day before, I don't know, maybe she can't read because reading's fundamental, lady. I got nothing. But the day before her stupid self went on to CNN, there was an announcement that literally there was a peace agreement between the Congo, and Africa.
I spoke with
Rwanda.
The people on the street. I spoke with youth. They know your name. They know that our president named President Trump is working hard to finally bring peace to the country. I saw hope. They have hope now for a better day in Congo. They see what you're doing as a future, better future for Congo. And I had opportunity to sit down with President Felix Tshisekedi for an interview because I want to understand his mind, what he's thinking, his feeling about everything that your administration is doing. And he told me firsthand that for many years, many American presidents overlooked this conflict. They didn't do nothing. Even myself, I covered President Biden's administration. I pressed many times about this conflict. People are dying in Congo. This country has so much potential, but they need help because this war is destroying the country. Sure. They never gave me any answer. And he told me, President Tshisekedi, that he's very, you have no idea, he's very thankful for what you're doing, for what your administration is doing. Not only him, the entire Congolese people, they see that finally they will have hope. And President Tshisekedi also mentioned at the end of my interview.
So, translation, the Congo and Rwanda signed a peace deal that they will no longer fight. They're done. Okay. Now, how long it lasts, it's just kind of like the Israel, Iran, and the Abraham Accords. You don't know how long that's going to last, but for the time being, the Congo and Rwanda said, yeah, we'll stop. We're done. Literally the next day, this dipshit idiot goes on CNN and calls the president a liar about establishing peace in Africa. Like, you can't make this up. And then has the ovaries to look at Scott Jennings and say, do you think he's telling the truth about it? And he goes, did you not watch the news? It happened yesterday. Like, the president and the prime minister were in the Oval Office and did you not? No, he's a liar. Do you believe him when he says, do you think he tells the truth? I'm telling you, I think CNN is tanking to try to get that first round pick in the draft. All right. I'm going to skip this. You know, I do want to, wait a minute. I want to play this right here, though. Where is she at? This is nasty, and I had to see it. And this is one of these videos, folks, where, like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, I had to watch it, and so I'm making you watch it. So, I'm going to apologize up front, but, you know, like that dog and all dogs go to heaven, you know, I believe in sharing. So, watch Letitia Jane. Watch her arm. Watch this. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. That's just nasty. Like, so apparently the Zohan and Letitia James were marching in the Pride Parade. Now the Zohan is straight. He says it. I'm Muslim, Sharia, all that stuff, Islam. But I find it interesting that, you know, this is straight from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. All right. In some countries around the world, criminal laws provide for the death penalty based on religious interpretations. All right. Such as same-sex relationships, opposite-sex relationships, outside of marriage, blasphemy, apostasy results in violations of freedom of religion or belief or human rights. Okay, so basically, human rights standards relevant official enforcement of religion's law imposing capital punishment against members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex communities. Again, like, New York, what in the hell are you doing? You have literally got a little micro mini pimp Peckerwood running around a pride parade where his people would kill them. I got nothing. I just don't. All right, we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to spend the rest of the time. Get your questions in right now. It doesn't matter, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, don't matter. Get your hot takes in, and I'll read them at the end of the show. If you have a question, a comment, whatever the case may be, we'll get those out for you right now. Also, do not forget, tomorrow, the deadline is going to be 2 o'clock. All right, 2 o'clock Central. All right, for your t-shirt designs. I have a lot of designs out there right now. And A lot of them are pretty damn good. I'm not going to lie. So for those of you who are new to the program, my email is todd@dearamericamedia.com. Design a t-shirt. I'm going to pick my five favorites, and then the mafia is going to vote on what shirt they like the most. And whatever shirt wins, it's going to go into my merch site, and whoever wins is going to get the profits, 30% of the profits for the first month that that shirt is on the merch site. So go get your designs in and email them to me, todd@dearamericamedia.com. You might win you some money. You never know. So we talked about this for a split second on Dear America, and I want to go into this just a little bit deeper, okay? So thank God the Supreme Court ruled in a 6-3 decision in favor of parents seeking to opt their children out of public school instruction that conflicts with their religious beliefs. And we all know what that is, okay? We do not want, okay? And I literally got into an argument this morning with an elementary school teacher who is a friend of mine. Like, I've known this dude his whole life. He's a little bit younger than me. He graduated with my brother. I don't want you, the teacher, you teaching our children anything sexually, because the last time I checked, okay, gay butt sex is not on the ACT anywhere or some state exam anywhere. Blowjobs and butthole sex is not on the ACT. So why in the hell are you teaching it? All right, why is there a pride flag in a classroom? Because there's no pictures of a pride flag on the ACT or a state test and says, identify this flag. That's my problem. I don't want you teaching hetero, homo, whatever kind of sex to our children. It's not your job. It's our parents' job. It's my job as a father. Your job as a mother. It's not up to the school district, the governor, senator, House of Representative, the president, any government official. It's not your responsibility to infect my child with any of that, period. Reading, writing, arithmetic, science, biology, chemistry. Other than that, shut your stupid mouth. I mean, if anything, you dumbasses need to be teaching our children how to balance a checkbook, because none of them know how to do it. But anyway, the Supreme Court decided to do it. And then you've got jackass school teachers like this that you know, make their little tiki-talkies and say stupid stuff like this.
So parents can now pull their kids from lessons that have LGBTQ components. All right. You know, as a teacher, I don't give a shit, because I'll just give them an assignment that basically covers like America descending into fascism or hypocrisy, and I'll use Trump and the Republicans for that. Like, I don't fucking care. I'll go after them anyway. I'll just give them a lesson that hits even fucking harder. Come on, guys. Think outside the box. We're teachers. We can make anything happen with a pack of gum and, you know, a number two pencil. Like, just fucking show these parents what's up. You're smarter than that. Come on. So, parents.
Yeah, go ahead there. Go ahead, Snowflake, and I'll burn your school to the ground. And that's basically verbatim what I told my buddy, because I literally had a friend of mine that I haven't seen or talked to him in 10 or 12 years, but he reached out to me and he said, Todd, I think you're wrong on this. And I said, how so? And he said, because these kids are way more advanced than we are when we were that age. And, you know, teachers need to teach them. I said, no, the hell you don't. No, you don't. People haven't changed. Society has. The government has. But people are the same. And he said, well, I would still do it. And I said, that's fine. My kids are grown. But I'm telling you right now, if I had a elementary to middle school child right now, and they came home and told me, Dad, guess what I learned today? And they pulled out a coloring book. It had a pride flag on it with a blowjob book or butthole sex. I'd burn that school to the damn ground. I'm here to tell you. There is no olive branch. There is no middle ground to this conversation. There's not. And it's not got nothing against the element of P alphabet people. Nothing against you. This is not 1985. Nobody gives a shit about that closet that you came out of anymore. Nobody cares. All right. We do not care what you identify as. We don't care. What we do care about is you infecting our children and trying to push your stupid agenda on our kids. And that's where I cross the line. That is where I put my Frank Castle costume on and come after your ass. Because it's I'm sorry, there's no olive branch. There is no peace when it comes to that. None whatsoever. And there shouldn't be with you either, Mafia. There shouldn't be. But I find it interesting, and I saw this because Justice Kentaja Brown, or whatever her damn name is, made a statement that it just absolutely blows my mind, because when we say stuff like this, they call us bigots and homophobes and transphobic and all kind of crazy stuff. But I want to play this, and I've played it before, but just pay attention to this little snippet. This is a Supreme Court justice that says this shit. Just hang on, listen.
And I guess I'm struggling to see how it burdens a parent's religious exercise if the school teaches something that the parent disagrees with. You have a choice. You don't have to send your kid to that school. You can put them in another situation. And I guess.
Okay, so she basically says, hey, if the public school is teaching butthole sex, your kid don't have to go to that school. You can send them to another school or a private school, or you can homeschool them. Whoa. Wait a damn minute. Wait just a damn minute. Because when we have boys beating girls in softball and swimming and soccer and lacrosse, and we say, hey, that's not okay. But hey, if you want to go and you want to start your own league, that's fine. Go start your own little transgender league, and that's cool. We get called every name under the sun. Like, it's not okay for you boys that mentally think you're girls and should be able to compete with girls. It's unfair and unethical for us to tell you to go start your own league. But when it comes to you teaching our children about your demonic bullshit, and we say no, then you can tell us to change schools or go to a private school or a public school or a homeschool. Like, this is hypocrisy, and it's insanity, total insanity. And that's all the time I got. I wanted to end, I am going to end on a good note. I got one more thing to say here. All right. So apparently, I don't know who this rapper is, but apparently Bob Villain or whatever. So maybe you guys saw this, maybe you didn't. So apparently this guy is an artist of some sort.
Be free. Be free.
No, just watch it.
Be free. Be free. Free. Free.
All right, but have you heard this one, though? Death. Death to the IDF. Death. Death to the IDF. Death. Death to the IDF. Death. Death to the IDF.
So apparently this jackass is like a known rapper. Bob, I don't know what his damn name. I've never heard of him. I don't listen to rap unless it's Tupac. But Bob Vylan is his name. And he decides to go overseas and start chanting death, death to the IDF. Well, he had planned this big, massive United States tour. And that's not going to happen now because the Trump administration and Marco Rubio has revoked his visa. So, yeah, guess what, jackass? You can't come to America. Win, winner, winner, chicken dinner. So suck it. Bob Villain, his visa has been revoked ahead of his tour, America tour later on in the year. So nobody cares. I don't even know who the hell you are anyway. So, you know, I wasn't going to see you anyway, but I'm glad other Americans can't see you because you're an asshole. So congratulations, jackass. You can't come to America. Your visa has been revoked. So, yeah, yeah, exactly. Hickster, death, death to your career. Good job, buddy. Yeah, well done. But anyway, that's all the time I got, guys. It's 4:07. Do not forget, we are going to be raiding TJ, a.k.a. Free Castle, a.k.a. Take Up Your Cross. I highly recommend you go check my buddy out. He's got the smooth, he will, like, if it's close to bedtime for you, he'll put you to sleep. He's got the smoothest voice in the entire Rumble creator universe. I mean, I have the only redneck voice and he has the smoothest one. So go check out my boy TJ out there in the Take Up Your Cross show. All right. Couple notes. Do not forget, get your t-shirt designs in, guys. All right. Todd at DearAmericaMedia.com. Send those designs to me. I will look at them tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow on this show and after the show, I will post the five favorites. We'll vote on them. I don't get a vote. Kendra will get a vote. And whichever one wins, you're going to go, the winner is going to go on the merch site the next day. And 30% of the profits are going to go directly to you. Do not forget to go to the merch site right now. I've got like three or four new shirts up right now. It is the We're Still Here 4th of July shirt. I want you to call me daddy. And I had somebody email me and say, hey, my husband likes the designs on the back and not on the front. So this is the back of the shirt. They don't know what the, and it's blurred out. They're doing signed by Donald Trump. And on the front is the hot seat logo. So whoever that was, I don't remember, just for you, it's right there. Also, the Discord is in the chat. And also, my lovely love, I get this question all the time. Todd, you do social media for a living. How can you tell what's true or what's not true? So my beautiful Rumble bot, Lucille, all right, she has been posting in the chat the Patriot post. You can click on that link. Sign up for that newsletter. I'm signed up for it. That's where I get a lot of my information. Like if something I see on X that doesn't pass the sniff test, I go to the Patriot Post. I look it up. It fact checks everything for you. So go check them out. The link is in the chat somewhere. Find the Rumble bot, beautiful Lucille. Click on that link. Sign up for the Patriot Post. I'm telling you, it's worth your time. But other than that, guys, that's all I've got for you today. Do not forget to hit the like button, hit the share button on your way out. And if you feel the need to subscribe. So let me get to these questions real quick. I've got a few, from Living Good. Look up Legendary by Skillet for the new intro music on Dear America. Look, we are big fans of Skillet. There's not a song by Skillet that we don't know. So, we'll check that out. Harley Girl, old enough to know, learn. Two, you say no, and they look at you and hesitantly do it anyway. They learn at two. They also learn how far to push mommy and daddy. For sure. I've said it time and time again. You know, people say, Todd, how can you tell? You know, the Bible says that we're born of sin. We're born into sin. How do you know that's true? Well, because the first thing a child learns to do is lie. Before they learn to speak, they know how to lie. Hey, did you break that lamp right there? So, yeah, I agree with you, Harley girl. From Johnny Marine, Zohan isn't even a poor kid. His mom is a Bollywood actress. His dad is a chaired professor at Columbia. True statement, my dear friend. True statement. And that's all. That's all the questions. So bar none, I will see you guys first thing in the morning right beside Graham, the cowboy, and the Mexican. You know the deal. I love you. I miss you. And you know I mean it. I'll see you again tomorrow. Don't forget, get your shirts in. Todd at DearAmericaMedia.com. Have a good day, guys.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.